USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Nearly 3 months after a Capitol breach that prompted new security measures, a car at a northern checkpoint has left one officer and the suspect dead. Another officer is wounded. Acting Capitol Police Chief Yogananda Pittman said a vehicle hit a barricade on the perimeter of the Capitol and rammed his car into two officers. She said he got out of the car holding a knife, and officers opened fire.
We do not have the suspect on file with U.S. Capitol Police, so there's no indication at this time that there's any nexus to any member of Congress.
A Capitol lockdown was lifted after 2 hours. The attack was in an area where a security fence had just been lifted. The suspect is identified as 25-year-old Noah Green from Indiana. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has ordered flags to be flown at half-staff. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
As the Capitol was attacked, fortunately, Congress is not in session. It happened as President Biden was heading to Camp David after touting the new jobs report and urging Americans to not let the pandemic progress slip away.
Progress we have worked so hard to achieve can be reversed. On the economic front, the benefits and the impact of the American Rescue Plan are temporary by design.
He continues to pitch his new infrastructure plan. The U.S. economy added close to 920,000 jobs in March, according to the Labor Department. Analysts say even stronger numbers are expected in April and May. The unemployment rate dipped to 6% in March, according to the report. The department said the share of U.S. workers who are working remotely or from home fell to 21%. President Biden said, "The credit for the progress belongs not to me, but to the American people." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The March job numbers have been released, and USA's Tim Berg has the numbers.
The U.S. economy added 916,000 jobs in March as the unemployment rate fell to 6%. Job creation was nearly double the 468,000 in February when the jobless rate was 6.2%. Economics professor at the University of Chicago's Booth School of Business, Austin Goolsbee, tells CNBC,
"The jobs market is actually better than it was before COVID began. But if you look down at the lower income paying jobs where the jobs got to be done on location, they're still really suffering. And this is the first of the big numbers that hopefully we're going to have 6, 8, 10 months in a row of big numbers like this."
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Pope Francis visited with homeless people and others in need at the Vatican as they received doses of COVID-19 vaccines here on this Good Friday. Once again, for the second straight year, less people are showing up due to the coronavirus pandemic. Passover, which marks the liberation of enslaved Jewish people in Egypt, starts at sundown on Saturday and ends with Easter on Sunday. In Jerusalem, some coronavirus restrictions have eased. This year, hundreds of people were allowed to retrace Jesus' steps as he was marched towards crucifixion. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.